An eighth grade test in Kentucky from 1912, over 100 years ago, is making the rounds on the internet. Would eighth graders in Massachusetts in 2012 pass that test today? Probably not. Some suggest the 1912 test was too steeped in mere memorization and somewhat short on critical thinking. Should we be concerned that many students today could not name the eight parts of speech or the three branches of the federal government? I think so. In this week's Economist magazine, there's a story of an Oklahoma company that has made pies and biscuits in the Sooner State since the 1920s. Bama Companies has just opened a plant in Poland because young graduates in Oklahoma have trouble, according to the story in The Economist, reading orders and doing simple math. And Polish students are ahead of American students in both math and science. I know some might call this story anecdotal, but these anecdotal stories do add up. So maybe that Kentucky test from early in the last century might provide some guidance for educators early in this century to bring our students back to the basics before the internet allows more companies to relocate virtually anywhere in the world. This is Dan Ray, trying to identify troubling trends and talking about them every weeknight from 8 to midnight on Nightside, right here on WBZ News Radio 1030.